The larger-than-life former mayor of Providence, Buddy Cianci, will be reincarnated on stage in his home city later this year as Trinity Rep stages a new play, The Prince of Providence. Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports.
When it comes to municipal corruption, Buddy Cianci was a legend. The city's longest-serving mayor, he was forced to resign from office over assault charges, was re-elected, and then forced to resign again over corruption and racketeering. Then Providence Journal reporter Mike Stanton had a front-row seat.
It's our version of Hamilton.
Stanton wrote the book on Cianci, Prince of Providence, that came out almost 20 years ago. That's the text that's being turned into a play by the city's Trinity Rep Company and playwright George Brandt. Stanton, now a professor of journalism at UConn, says Buddy might have thought that was fitting.
His life was a Shakespearean drama. You know, I remember one time I was in his office and he was hosting the Providence Opera Company making an announcement. And he said, "We perform an opera here at City Hall every day."
But why now, years after the book's debut and 3 years after Cianci's death from cancer? Stanton thinks the revived interest in the Providence mayor has to do with his similarities to our current president.
Both larger-than-life figures, very controversial, but very charismatic, narcissistic. They both have the fake hair, the fake tan. And yet, as much as they infuriate some people, others just love them no matter what they do.
Prince of Providence will take to the boards in September, opening Trinity Rep's season. Stanton says there's no word yet on who'll snag the leading part.
It's a great role. It's one of these scenery-chewing roles that I think a lot of actors over the years have expressed interest in.
But not everyone in the city is thrilled about the spotlight being back on the former mayor. Some members of the Cianci Foundation have called the book and the play a character assassination and say Trinity Rep, which benefited greatly from Cianci's support of the arts in the city, is disrespecting him. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.